A close call at the Oakland Zoo after a man hops a wall into the tiger enclosure. Plus, cremation cookies. A Northern California student accused of serving cookies made with his grandma's ashes. And a bittersweet start. The Warriors kick off their final season in Oakland. Good afternoon, I'm Mary Lee. This is your Picks Now update, and here are some of your top headlines. New details now on the scary close call between a man and a tiger at the Oakland Zoo. It all happened on Sunday. You can see the man climbs over the outer wall in between the wire fence, separating himself from the tiger's pen. The tiger becomes alert and springs off its perch, inching closer to the fence as if it was ready to pounce. The tiger watches from below, zeroing in on the man as he scrambles back over the fence, leaving witnesses stunned. The zoo says tigers are dangerous animals. Even their staff has to follow certain rules.
We have an absolute rule that even our keepers do not go in with the tigers because of the risk that being a predator, a 350-pound predator, poses a grave risk to even our staff.
The zoo says the barriers they have in place meet all the necessary safety requirements, and if the public doesn't abide by the enforced rules, they're only hurting themselves. We're just learning the man accused of brutally stabbing a woman to death on BART has been indicted by a grand jury. The indictment charges John Lee Cowell with murder along with the special circumstance of lying in wait. We'll be back in court next month. Back in July, 18-year-old Nia Wilson and her sister were stabbed while on the platform of the MacArthur Station in Oakland. Nia died from her wounds, sparking outrage from the community. The Wilson family is now suing BART, claiming the agency failed to protect the two women. Contra Costa County wants to prevent sideshows in its rural areas. Now there's a new plan by Public Works to install these 6 to 8 inch raised ceramic domes along the shoulder areas and center line striping of the intersection. They're meant to become such an annoyance for sideshow participants that they stop doing them.
The whole point is if you're spinning around and you hit these bumps, it should be enough of a deterrent that you'll be like, hey, I don't really want to keep doing this.
Plans to install the domes are still in the early stages. It still needs to be drafted and approved by the County Board of Supervisors. If all goes well, Public Works says the domes should be installed in the next couple of months. Later today, plans to build a new IKEA store in the East Bay are being put to a final vote. If passed, the store would be built in Dublin, just off Interstate 580 along Hacienda Drive. The City Council is expected to vote on the project tonight at 7 o'clock. These are renderings of what the new store would look like if the project is approved. Some Dublin residents fear a new IKEA would create more traffic gridlock in the area. Last month, Dublin's Planning Commission recommended the City Council to reject the plan. Police in Davis are now investigating a morbid batch of sugar cookies. A couple high school students allegedly added cremated remains of a grandparent to some homemade cookies and passed them out to classmates. Police say at least 9 students ate those cookies.
I have not heard of anybody getting sick or anybody being harmed as far as physically or physiologically by this.
The claim is based on what students have said. The cookies have not been tested yet. If you think traffic has gotten worse, you're not alone. A new report says Uber and Lyft are to blame for the slowing traffic in San Francisco. The city's transportation report released today claims the congestion of city streets went up from 2010 to 2016, and it can be traced back to ride-hailing services. Uber and Lyft have called the report incomplete, not taking the city's growth into consideration. Well, it's a bittersweet opening night for the Dubs at Oracle Arena tonight because this is the defending champs' last season in Oakland. Next year, the Warriors are moving to the brand new Chase Center in San Francisco. Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf says there's no hard feelings about the team leaving.
Listen, the Warriors are leaving the building, but they're not leaving the community. They are still our team. We are all going to gather around our television sets and in bars and scream our heads off for this incredible team.
Tip-off against the Oakland City Thunder is at 7:30, right after a ring ceremony at 7:15. Go Dubs. Well, today could be your shot at becoming the next big millionaire. Tonight's Mega Millions drawing is the second largest in the game's history. The prize right now stands at $654 million. This makes it the fourth largest jackpot in U.S. lottery history. Back in July, a group from San Jose claimed $543 million prize there. Well, we'll be back with another weather update at the top of the hour, and you can watch or listen to our updates on your favorite platforms, including our website, kpix.com, or on our KPIX Facebook page. Have a great day.
PIX Now News is sponsored by Chevron, proud to support STEM education in the Bay Area. Meet our STEM standout, Nicole Collins Puri.
TechBridge Girls is focusing on exciting, educating, and equipping girls to really see STEM as a vehicle to economic mobility and better life's chances. We're creating an environment that says, we see you, we hear you, and we understand your journey.
Chevron and KPIX 5, teaming up to support STEM education in the Bay Area.